The Martin Knezevich Cup is now into its 21st year, and what began as a local suburban tribute is now embraced by a far wider segment of the Croatian community. Maria Miletic played in one of four women's teams taking part in the event this year, and she explains it's gone far beyond Martin's Hurstville Zagreb football club.
We're in the Fairfield Liverpool area, so usually our men's side's here as well. So they try and get as many teams from around Sydney and New South Wales as possible to participate, and it's nice to see for such a great event, remembering Martin Knezevich, so yeah, it's good.
In 1998, Croatia competed in its first World Cup as an independent nation since the breakup of Yugoslavia. It was a massive moment for the country, and the third-placed finish highlighted the country's prodigious footballing talent. Hopes are high the current crop of players can be just as, if not more successful, this year in Russia. Yakov Miljak is a presenter at Community Croatian radio programme Crow 2000.
I think this is probably the last year of the Croatian golden generation that we currently have. We've got a fantastic team. I think we've got a great chance of making a big result in Russia. But you never know, the Croatian mentality sometimes trips us up. So fingers crossed, but with the Croatian team you can never be 100% certain either way.
Although Miljak was born in Sydney and speaks fluent Croatian, he presents his radio program in English. He explains the decision to do so was based on the desire to engage with a wider audience.
I think in order to cater to the community, we've made a decision to run the show in English, and I think that's given dividends. We're not here to prove anything and make it difficult. We want as many people involved in the community as possible. So we've made the decision to do it in English, and I think it's been to the benefit of the whole community.
But whichever language the radio program is broadcast in, Australians of Croatian descent will always identify with their national football team's jersey. The famous red and white Czech design is instantly recognisable to Croatians and non-Croatians alike. Johnny Gagro is one of the organisers of the Martin Knezevich Cup, and he says it's not just a football thing.
It's one of those things that identifies us straight away as soon as you see it. In all sports in Croatian sports, from water polo to basketball to anything, all sort of those sports, we've always got that Czech somewhere. So it identifies us all. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Croatia played against Australia in the 2006 World Cup group phase, and when the Socceroos qualified at Croatia's expense, for those born here of Croatian descent, it was both agony and ecstasy. Jakov Miljak explains the mixed emotions.
Like many Croatian Australians, I'm born here, I love Australia, I love being Australian, but at the same time I'm really respectful and I love my Croatian heritage as well. So it's a little bit of mixed emotions, and you have a different connection to both.
The Martin Knezevich Cup is one of many football events involving the Croatian community in Australia. A longer running and bigger tournament takes place every year called the Australian Croatian Soccer Tournament. It also embraces the New Zealand Croatian community. Maria Miletic explains the appeal of an event which has been running since 1974.
So you get teams from Perth, Melbourne, Victoria, so Brisbane, everywhere, South Australia, so that's nice. So we try and keep the football. It's something that bonds us as a community as well, so yeah.
No matter how the golden generation of Croatian players performs at this year's World Cup in Russia, football looks certain to remain at the heart of the Croatian community for many years to come.